We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight live in Sydney. We're jumping on the air a little late here, Coach, because we just had a heck of a JV game go to overtime with Sydney, the Sydney girls defeating Delhi 56-53. So we're getting on a little late, but always fun to see a little bonus basketball.
Yeah, it almost was double overtime.
Was
Delhi had a really good look at a three-pointer right at the buzzer, just a little long, and got to give Sydney credit. They finished the game with only four players and were able to pull out the win. So exciting game. I hope the varsity game is just as exciting.
So thanks for bearing with us here as we are getting ready for the start of this one. Sydney girls tonight hosting Delhi in a very key MAC matchup, both in the same side of the division, and this is a big one. So I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler features the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right here in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break it down and tell you why this game is so important in the division tonight. So for Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Sydney girls hosting Delhi here tonight. Nate Lull and Coach Greg Bonskowski back here again on the Butler Auto pregame show live from Sydney High School. Coach, let's break it down a little bit here. I know you have the records right there on your side from natelull.com. Appreciate that. So,
that is true.
What makes this one so important here tonight? Let's break it down a little bit.
Well, first of all, both teams are in the MAC Division I league. Currently, both teams are 2-0 in their division. Sydney has a 5-0 record overall in the MAC, and they're 6-2 overall. Delhi has a 4-1 record in the MAC, and they're 7-2 overall. So two very talented teams. They're battling here to see who's going to represent the MAC in the league championship for Division I. I would assume, do they play each other twice?
Yes.
So there will be, irregardless of the outcome tonight, Sydney will have to travel over to Delhi, always a tough place to play. So I would say this one might be a little more important for Sydney to kind of hold serve on their home court.
Definitely, and Sydney is 5-0 because they beat Green in a really good game that we did here a couple of weeks ago. Delhi's lone loss in the league is 2 Green. So if you get into some sort of, and this is, I'm a little hazy on this, and I'll have to brush up over the next couple of weeks on if it comes down to tiebreaker scenarios. I always can't remember if it's, you know, tiebreakers against the division or against the MAC overall. So that, right now, at least going into tonight's game, that win over Green for Sydney is looking pretty good. That's huge.
Another thing that's interesting here, because of the new classifications in New York State, you have two teams that are ranked in New York State. I mean, Sydney is Class B, so they're a little higher than they used to be, being a Class C school, but they're currently ranked 11th in the state for Class B.
It's really worked out well for Sydney to be up in B right now, and I think come sectional time, it could serve them very well.
And then you have Delhi, who's Class C, and they're currently 19th in the state for Class C. So a battle of not only MAC powers, but two of the better teams maybe in New York State for girls basketball in their classes. So it should be an exciting contest.
Exciting here tonight as we have the Pep Band out. First time I've seen the Pep Band out at a basketball game in quite a long time. It's the most alive I've seen the student section here in Sydney in a long time. I'm really excited about it. Went over and saw them before the game. They got posters. They got a giant fish over there.
I think they might have a Coach Pierce Fathead, too.
Yeah, there's the Coach Pierce Fathead. Yep, love to see that. It looks like it's pajama night here. The Delhi student section, I think, has really stepped it up over the last couple of years, and now other schools are like, if Delhi comes to town, we got to be ready. So I'm impressed. I'm really impressed. This is fun. It makes the atmosphere fun. And the band was playing at the end of the JV game once they got set up. That was it was really cool.
Yeah, it almost gives it like a college basketball feel.
It does.
Really nice.
This Delhi team, of course, we saw last week when they took on Unitego. That was a great game. This Delhi team coach, very young, Coach Bruce, not afraid to bring some of his younger players up. Lexi Davis, a freshman. Tyler Apps, a freshman. Danielle Innes, the seventh grader that, you know, the whole world is talking about here in the MAC. I've been so impressed with some of the younger guards. And they compliment Natalie Vrendenberg, their high-scoring senior, very well. So this Delhi team, athletic guards, and likes to get out and run a little bit. Sydney, on the other hand, yes, good guards, but they certainly have the size advantage tonight. Ava Sirigliano inside, Nayla Miley inside. They're a big team. I don't know how Delhi is going to handle that, but these two coaches love to have good game plans. I'm excited to see the chess match here tonight.
Yeah, I talked to another MAC girls basketball coach just the other day because I knew we were broadcasting this game, and I said, what do you think? And they said, well, it's going to be a battle of Delhi's guards and Sydney's size. So I thought that, like, you know, opposing forces coming together at the game, hoping for a good one.
Coach, I'm glad you're here because Coach Bruce is always known for throwing something interesting in the mix, and I know you'll have the keen eye to catch it here tonight. So, all right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back on the Butler Auto pregame show, we will have tip-off between the Delhi girls and the Sydney Sabres. Of course, we're going on a little late tonight as the JV game went to overtime, Sydney winning a thrilling game, 56-53. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo's back in the studio, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, One size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shindello.org. Member NCUA.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's get you the starting lineups. First for visiting Delhi, they will start with senior number 2, Natalie Vrendenberg. She's the one to watch here tonight. A junior number 4, Kylie Cheshire. A freshman number 10, Tyler Apps. I was so impressed with her last week against Unitego. A senior number 11, Victoria Verspore. And a 7th grader, yes, you heard that right, number 15, Danielle Innist. So much fun to watch. We sponsored her and Gus Macker last year, one of our WCDO teams. I went over and watched every game. I was like, I got to watch Danielle play. So on the other side for Sydney, senior number 2, Ava Sirigliano. Junior number 4, Bree Taylor. A junior number 10, Isabella West. A senior number 12, Michaela Bales. And a sophomore number 44, Nayla Miley. I was so impressed last week with Michaela Bales. Her scrappy defense, of course, she's going on to play college field hockey, I believe, up at Hartwick next year. But you just put her on the basketball court, she'll get after it for you. So, all right, we are set to go here. Actually, I have one change on the starting lineup, not Isabella West tonight. Bella Conroy is going in, the talented 8th grader for Coach Pierce for Sydney. All right, Sydney's in the home whites with the maroon trim, says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the chest. And for Delaware Academy, they have the maroon uniforms with the black and the white trim, says Delaware Academy across the front of the uniform there. Tyler Apps shadowing Ava Sirigliano, much like they did with Bailey McCoy a week ago. Sydney wins the opening tip going right to left. And it passes tipped away and stolen by Danielle Innist down at the middle of the floor, and now we'll leave it off for Vrendenberg. Vrendenberg to the right side finds Tyler Apps. Chance of defense here from the student section. Delhi going left to right. Thanks for joining us here. We had our Butler Auto pregame show earlier. Nate Lowland, Greg Bonskowski with you here. Delhi with the ball. Very patient on offense. They go to Vrendenberg here on the wing, right side in front of the Sydney bench. To the interior. Shot clock's at 3. They have to toss it up. It's short. Rebound for Sirigliano of Sydney. Ava down the floor. Gets around Apps into the paint, and the shot is up. Missed it, but she's fouled. And Ava can go to the line. What a luxury, Coach, to have a 6'1" post player that can also bring it up the floor like a shorter guard.
Yeah, she can get the rebound on the defensive end and then just push it up the floor and lead the fast break all by herself.
Ava to the line, and the first shot is off the mark.
So Sydney opened in a box and one on Vrendenberg.
Very common this year from what we've seen. A lot of teams focusing on Natalie, an All-State player from a year ago, as Sirigliano hits the first. Ava also a All-State player a year ago. So it's Sydney 1, Delhi nothing. Here comes the Bulldogs down the left side of the floor. They go high post for Danielle Innist. Good pass back door to Verspore, and she scores. That's the vision that Danielle brings to this Delhi team. And so Verspore with the early bucket. 6:45 to go, first quarter, Delhi 2, Sydney 1. And now a steal here by Delhi. Danielle Innist in transition, wants to take it to the hoop. It was partially blocked by Sirigliano, and she's got some room to work with now. Down the floor, Tyler Apps at midcourt, and what Tyler brings you is just an energy and an engine that won't quit. Nayla Miley, right side, will work it back out to Conroy. Steps in, the floater, good. Died on the back of the rim and falls for Isabella Conroy. Sydney leads 3-2. We're about 2 minutes in. Cheshire, left side of the floor, double team. Will work it back out to Tyler App straight away. Resets the offense as she floats back up to the Sydney S. High post here for Danielle Innist. Now to the left side of the floor. A bounce pass for Kylie Cheshire and a kick as she tried to throw it to the interior. 5:52 to go, first quarter, and it's Sydney 3, Delhi 2.
You mentioned that Coach Todd Bruce from Delhi usually has some wrinkle that he pulls out. It looks to me like Delhi might be playing a 1-3 chaser, and which is just a zone with one on the top and three on the bottom, kind of like a 2-3 without the person at the top, and they're chasing Ava.
Here is Kylie Cheshire. Goes to Tyler Apps straight away. Good. A long two there for Apps is up and good. Makes it 4-3 now for Delhi over Sydney. Early first quarter with 5.5 to go. And here is Michaela Bales. Sydney going right to left. Conroy downhill. Takes it inside and scores with the left hand. Nice move there for Bella Conroy. And the eighth grader with two buckets. Got a lot of youth out on the floor here tonight. Tyler Apps with a bounce pass, finds Cheshire, loads up a three, left it short. Ava with a rebound, no. Went off her hands, out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Delhi. It'll stay. Actually, it's going to stay with Delhi. Excuse me, last touch by Ava there. Brennenberg looking to get it in. Good seal by Danielle Innes, and she scores.
Even better pass by Brennenberg there. That was a really nice look on the inbound.
6-5 now, Delhi leading with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Isabella Conroy to the left side, wants to float it to the interior. Lost control, Nayla Miley gets it and scores for Sydney. And we got a good game to start here, 7-6. Brendenburg in transition, tries to go inside. Her shot was off the mark and a rebound for Sydney. Delhi fans wanted the contact, they won't get it. Here's Srigliano in the backcourt, comes across midcourt and now gets to the top of the key for Bella Conroy. Looking for options, bounce pass to Bales. Bales to the interior. Nayla Miley, turnaround shot too strong. Srigliano a rebound. Missed it, but is fouled. With 4:25 to go in the first quarter, Tyler Apps has given up several inches here and couldn't get to that rebound.
It's interesting. There's some possessions where it looks like Delhi is just playing straight man, and there's other possessions where it looks like they're playing zone. So they might be changing it up just to give them a different look.
Srigliano at the line, hits the first, and that's so hard to tell in real time on the floor. Just want to keep Sydney on their toes, maybe. Srigliano settling in for the second. And this one is good. Hammers it home. And so 9-6. Sydney on top of Delhi with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Delhi going left to right. In the maroon with the black and white trim. Sydney's in the home whites with the maroon trim and the gray. Apps is directing traffic here like a savvy veteran just for being a ninth grader, though. Here's Brendenburg, splits two defenders, lost control of it as she got sandwiched, taken away. Sydney in transition. Here's Nayla Miley, scores. Good pass from Conroy.
Even better finish by Miley. She was coming right down the middle of the lane, but she got to that right side to be able to use the backboard.
11-6, Sydney now leads. Here's Cheshire to the interior, and she's fouled on the right low block. And this will send Kylie Cheshire to the line with 3:50 to go first quarter. And a great game so far. Cheshire's going to settle in at the line. I believe that was on Ava. Is that correct, Coach?
I'm not 100% sure.
I think that's what they said. I didn't quite see the signal.
They put it on Bree Taylor.
Bree Taylor, okay. Cheshire to the line. Hits the first here for Delhi. Second one coming for the Bulldogs. They trail 11-7. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Make it 11-8 as Cheshire goes 2-for-2. And those foul shots are going to add up here tonight, I would say. 3:45 to go in the first. Here is Conroy straight away as Brendenburg is D-ing her up. And then Conroy threw it away, and Delhi's going to get it back. Trailing 12-8.
Really good ball pressure there by Delhi.
Here's Brendenburg in the backcourt, left side. Ahead now for Danielle Innes. Splits two defenders. And, oh, she threw it away. She had her head down, and then when she picked it up, she thought the referee was one of her teammates and tossed it out of bounds, unfortunately. And here is Bree Taylor near the scorer's table. And she'll get it in. Conroy at the big Sydney S at midcourt as we come up on 3:20 to go here first quarter. Sydney leading 12-8. Srigliano a pump fake. A drive, tosses it up. It's an air ball. Batted out of bounds, and we'll go back to Delhi. I think Srigliano was hoping for some contact there and didn't get it.
Now, I don't know if Delhi heard you say there was a height advantage with Ava, but it looked like they switched there, and it looked like Innes had picked up Srigliano. I don't know if it was on a screen that they switched or if they just switched it up.
Apps back down the floor. Her jumper, a little too strong. Ball on the floor. Scooped up. We got a jump ball. Here's a score correction for you. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 11-8. One of those foul shots he'd put on the wrong side. I said it wrong in the meantime. I know a lot of people. I get notes saying, oh, I keep track at home, so it is 11-8 right now. Sydney on top. That's the correct score. Tyler Apps on the baseline to the left of the hoop, looking to get it in, running out of time, gets it to Vredenburg, left side. Three-point line extended, and now Delhi will set up the offense. Going left to right, glancing over at Coach Bruce. They get a play call here. They go left side for Danielle Innist. Hands it off into the bread basket here of Vredenburg. Back off, Tyler Apps. Good defense here by Sydney, and a reach-in foul by Conroy with 8 on the shot clock. I don't want to say bailing DA out there, but that certainly helps.
They certainly didn't have like an attacking spot with the ball there. It was at the top of the key. They weren't even looking to shoot, just dribbling.
DA will get it in. And they go to the left side here for Natalie Vredenburg, double-teamed in the corner, looking to get out of there. She finds Danielle Innist on the left low block. Good pass over to Verspoor, who finishes. Good pass there from Danielle. And Verspoor has 4 points, and it's a one-point game. Sydney 11 and Delhi 10. This is the game we expected here tonight. In front of the Delhi bench, deep in the corner, ball on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. We'll have a jump, giving it back to the Bulldogs this time. Both teams not afraid to get on the floor here tonight. Actually, no. I mean, Ava's standing out of bounds here. I thought they had said it was going back to Delhi, but I guess it's staying with Sydney here. Unless he was just pointing to the spot where they were going.
Yeah, that's strange. I thought it was a jump ball.
They did get together, and maybe one got overruled. Either way, Sydney's holding on to the ball here. Delhi going for a steal, and they'll get it. Good hustle by Tyler Apps. Down the left side of the floor, she couldn't quite hold on. Never really had possession. Conroy with a steal, and then Apps hip checks her on the way back down. We got a foul with 2:10 to go in the first. And it is Sydney 11, Delhi 10. Girls MAC basketball here tonight live from Sydney Central School. Tyler Apps is going to have to go to the bench here. And Verspoor is also going to check out. So Lexi Davis will come in for Delhi. They will also go to the bench here with Rebecca Verspoor, replacing Victoria Verspoor. Here is Sirigliano, right side of the floor, steps in. That little jump stop is off the mark. Cheshire a rebound, and she's fouled by Sydney. With just under 2 minutes to go here in the first, still a one-point game, 11-10. Sydney on top by a point.
Looks like both teams are still trying to, like, settle into the game.
I was just going to say that, Coach.
Pace.
Yep.
It's just not very smooth right now. Two good teams out on the court, but just not kind of settling in.
I will say this is smoother than some other games we've seen this year. The MAC girls has just been a war so far this season, especially in Division I. And there is Cheshire in the left corner, 3-for-3, I should say, and she buries it. Cheshire with 5 gives Delhi a 13-11 lead with 1:35 to go in the first quarter. Bales, left side. Back up to Srigliano, wants a deep NBA range 3. Ava, no, too much mustard on it. A rebound, loose, underneath, and Delhi will pick up the loose ball. Then Bales almost stole it back. Danielle Innis is able to just get there in time and gets over the midcourt timeline. Good way to hang on to it. Lexi Davis wants a 3, left side. Splash for Lexi Davis. The freshman off the bench says, give me that, and it's 16-11 for Delhi.
No hesitation there. Caught it and let it go.
1:05 to go here in the first quarter. Conroy gets tied up, splits two defenders, and is fouled with 1:02 left first quarter. And what a little run there. Back-to-back threes for the Bulldogs.
Delhi keeps switching the individual that's chasing Ava around. So they're changing it up.
Srigliano to the right side, steps in and rattles in and out her shot from the right corner. Rebound for Delhi. Innis with an outlet pass for Vredenburg. Threads the needle for Lexi Davis, and she couldn't quite hang on. Davis wants that one back. Another good pass from Vredenburg. She made that look easy. Coach Bruce not afraid to go to the bench here as Eleanor Wagner will come in. Talented soccer player at DA. Also makes some good contributions here on the hardwood. So Sydney with the ball. Conroy now. With 50 seconds to go, first quarter, Delhi leading 16-11. Conroy on the baseline. The floater is short, and a rebound underneath for the Bulldogs. Here's Lexi Davis. Slows it down on the left side of the floor with D.A. going left to right. Davis with a bounce pass here for Wagner. Looking for options. Chest pass back up top. Little give and go back to Wagner. Steps in. Jumper is good for Eleanor Wagner, and it's all falling right now here for D.A. Similar start that they had against Unitego, where they put up over 30 points in the first half of that game. Conroy, three, left side, too strong, bounces sky high, and then out of bounds. And last touched by D.A. underneath, Sydney will hold on with 12 seconds to go here first quarter. Sydney will look to get it in, and they go to Sirigliano. Floater for Ava is off the mark. Rebound, Bree Taylor puts it up once, puts it up twice. It won't go. How about a third time here? No, she gets tied up. And that's going to go back to Delhi here on the jump ball. 1.8 to go here in this first quarter. Lexi Davis will have it. Referees getting together here. Still going to stay with Delhi. Not a lot of time left. They'll get it in, and they go to Danielle Liniston. That's going to do it for the first quarter. Coach, I believe the board is, it should be 18.
I think it's wrong. The Delhi fans were yelling at the people at the scorer's table.
I think it's 18-11.
People at the scorer's table were saying, just give us a second. We know we have to fix it. Just wait a second.
There it is. Yep, okay. So our score at the end of the first quarter will be Delhi 18, Sydney 11. We'll be right back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Start of the second quarter. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream there is brought to you by SFCU. It's also home of our game audio archive, which I went to war this week with the game audio archive. We've been having some issues on there, some glitches. I dug in this week, and it's all up to date. I'm pumped up about that. So thank you, SFCU. That baby's up to date until tonight. Now I got to update it again. But it was a war. It was a tough battle, but, you know, had to just get it done. So people really do enjoy that, listening back to the games. I certainly appreciate that, and I'm sorry it took us so long. We had some stuff going on the back end. We finally figured it out. It was exciting. Here's Michaela Bales, a three to start the second quarter. Missed it for Sydney. Srigliano will rebound. Her layup won't go, and Delhi will get the rebound, leading 18-11. They're still going left to right here on your radio dial. And into the left corner now for Lexi Davis. Back up to Cheshire. Skips it across the defense. Vredenburg dials up a long-distance three. Bang for Natalie Vredenburg. And that was a good-looking shot. Her first points of the night for Natalie, one of the leading scorers in the area at 18 points a game. Here's Sirigliano to the rim. A little too strong, but she's fouled. With 7:25 to go, second quarter. Delhi, it doesn't feel this way, but they've jumped out to a 21-11 lead here, Coach.
Yeah, they've gotten some contributions from different people, a couple threes from different individuals, and I really am impressed with their patience on offense. I mean, Vredenburg is averaging close to 18 and a half points a game.
Yeah.
I think that might be maybe only the second shot she's even attempted, and she's very patient, happy with allowing her teammates to you know, get in the flow of the offense, and they're taking her away, so hey, other people will beat you.
Srigliano goes one out of two, Ava has 4 points, and she's averaging, I think, 20 right now, if I remember correctly, as Delhi's going to take a timeout. 7:25 to go, second quarter. Delhi girls lead Sydney 21-12. We'll be back on CDO.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Ball, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer down in our Main Street studios. I'm sure Craig Stevens is hanging around there, too. The guy never leaves. So good to see those guys taking good care of us back down at the studio. DA with the ball. They'll float it ahead here for Vredenburg on the right side as Delhi leading 21-12. And Coach Bruce saw something there. He wanted to make sure that the team was all on the same page. And so he drew something up during that timeout against the Sydney Press. Here's Vredenburg. Pump fake, but she traveled. Shuffled her feet on the left side going back to Sydney. 21-12. Delhi leads early second quarter.
Yeah, that was the first time I've seen her get like a little bit impatient. She got the ball, and I think she was excited because she was going to have an opportunity to drive to the hoop and just shuffled the feet, had to travel.
Sydney will get it in to Ava Sirigliano in the backcourt, and she'll come across the midcourt timeline going right to left. Sydney's in the white with the maroon here tonight. Conroy, eighth grader for three, too strong. Rebound underneath is picked up by Nayla Miley, and then a jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it back to DA here. Good rebounding by this smaller DA squad. I will say, though, they might be smaller, but they have a lot of really talented athletes on this team that Coach Bruce is going to make sure they're in the right spot so they can use that athleticism.
The other thing is they always play very hard.
Here is Vredenburg, left side. Makes a good pass to Danielle Ennis. Oh, just misses the layup. Gets her own rebound and kicks it out here for DA. Long two for Lexi Davis. Won't go. Ball still loose on the floor, and Sirigliano wins this battle and somehow is able to scoop it away from her. Conroy down the floor on the right side, and Sydney in desperate need of a basket here. This won't help through the wickets there as Nayla Miley couldn't hold on. Out of bounds with 6:20 to go, second quarter. Delhi still leading 21-12. Crowd's kind of calmed down a little bit here, Coach, and both teams still settling in.
Yeah, Sydney just needs to get organized on the offensive end.
Verspoor on the left side. Saved that from going out of bounds. Gets it back to Cheshire, and they're able to set up shop in their own offensive end to the right side. Vredenburg into the corner. Cheshire pump fakes on a three. Too strong on the long two, though, and then off of Danielle Eniston out of bounds back to Sydney. Sabres are going to get some chances here, Coach, but they can't capitalize so far. 21-12 our score, 6 minutes to go in the second. Here's Bales in the backcourt. Across the midcourt timeline to Maya Paul, who's in for the first time tonight. Tried a lob pass to Miley, and the DA defense read that beautifully. But then Bales with a steal at midcourt. Bales wants to take it in and score. There's that scrappy defense by Michaela Bales. Makes it a seven-point game, 21-14. Interior shot here for Lexi Davis, and she hits it. Boy, no fear on Lexi there. 5 points for her. Delhi takes a 23-14 lead with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Inside for Maya Paul on the right low block. Lost it. Vredenburg picked her pocket. Here's Natalie across midcourt. Right side into the teeth of the defense. Just misses the little gimme layup there. Might have been a little fearful of Sirigliano hedging over on D.
Delhi was fortunate they didn't get called for a moving screen there.
Here is Conroy. A little crossover, gets it back to Sirigliano. Straight away, lost it. Cheshire tying up, and I believe we're going to have a foul here on Cheshire for reaching over against Sirigliano. Ava almost lost control of it there. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Delhi girls leading at 23-14. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in a few minutes. Stay tuned for that. And here's Bree Taylor doing the inbounding duties for the Sabres. They'll get it into Conroy on the big Sydney S at midcourt. Conroy comes off a screen to the left side in front of the Delhi bench. Again, Sydney going right to left. They get a screen, and again, another Eleanor Wagner's in. Now she's guarding Sirigliano. It's like they're just trying to keep a fresh body on Ava at all times. Here's Bree Taylor underneath. Makes a shot, but it was waved off, was fouled on the left low block. Foul going to be on Verspoor underneath. And so Bree Taylor on the baseline. And Verspoor's switching again as Victoria will come to the bench and Rebecca will come in. I believe almost everybody's been in the game so far for Delhi off the bench. Vredenburg going for a steal, couldn't quite get there. Conroy will hold on, stops and pops for three. It's too strong. Rebound for Wagner on the far side. 4:25 to go in this second quarter. Across the left side of the floor. Now inside looking for Verspoor. Pump fakes, had it blocked from behind, out of bounds, going to stay with DA.
I'd like to see Sydney get Sirigliano. I mean, I know she's very tall and very talented with the ball and handling outside, and she's a good shooter, but I'd like to see them get her in the post, try to take advantage of her height.
Yeah, an inside touch. Something we don't see regularly from Ava, and that confuses some old-timers. I don't want to say old. Oh, a big block there by Ava. I should say some basketball purists would rather see her on the low block. I don't know what I would do with Ava. I mean, you can put her anywhere. I think that's the problem, right? You probably get into this idea of, boy, I could have her do anything. What do I have her do? Back up to midcourt. Here's Wagner. And it's going to be an over and back as she passed it to Danielle Innes, who was kind of right on top of the line there.
I think if you get her inside and she sees the ball go through the basket, then the basket gets bigger as she's out on the perimeter and she'll have a tendency to make more shots. So if you're struggling from the perimeter, go inside. Get to the free throw line. Get an easy basket.
It was interesting. She did that in the second half a little bit last week against Unitigo on Saturday and then stepped out and hit a couple of threes after that. So I think you're right, Coach. Sydney with the ball. They lose possession here. Now Nayla Miley trying to rip it away and does hold on to it. And then we have a foul on Delhi with exactly 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. And Sydney has just kind of lost their way offensively here. 23-14 our score.
I think it's the ball pressure that Delhi is putting on everyone. Sydney's just having a hard time getting into their offense.
And so Sydney will get it in. Bella West near midcourt. They go to Sirigliano on the right side. Ava comes off a screen, jump steps, and tosses it up, and we're going to have a charge here on Sirigliano. She did go like a bull in a china shop in there, and this time she gets whistled for it. That's kind of her bread and butter. She loves that little jump stop, getting the paint, but occasionally it's going to come back to bite you like that.
I don't know about that one.
3:50 to go in the second quarter. Here is Danielle Innes down the floor finding Verspoor, and she hits it. That's Rebecca Verspoor. She's able to score there. She has 6 points. Off the bench, making it 25-14. Here's Sirigliano. Pulls up, missed it. Verspoor with a rebound. And now an outlet pass to Natalie Vredenburg. Into the teeth of the defense, just couldn't get the shot to go. She is fouled, though, and will head to the line with 3:27 to go, second quarter. Delhi leading 25-14.
Really good pass ahead there in transition by Delhi to get Vredenburg. Did I say that right?
Vredenburg, yep.
Vredenburg, the ball. And she just went hard to the rim.
Misses the first foul shot here. Yeah, Innes with that pass just doesn't play like your average seventh grader, that's for sure.
No.
Natalie at the line, second shot in and out, and a rebound for Sydney. Sydney's had chances to crawl back into this game. 3:20 to go here in the second quarter. Can they do it? Here's Nayla Miley with the pull-up jumper. It was halfway down, and then popped out, I should say. Danielle with another big rebound. Ahead now to Eleanor Wagner. Stops on a dime and goes to Lexi Davis. Now she'll pull it out. They've done a lot of this with their main ball handler, Tyler Apps, on the bench with those two fouls. Wagner with a pump fake down into the deep right corner. Back up Vredenburg, 10 on the shot clock. Pass was too tall for Lexi Davis on the far side. And it's going to go back to Sydney here. Sabres need a good push late in this second quarter. Bella West coming across midcourt in the big Sydney S there. Our Mirabeau Energy Products halftime report coming up soon. West with a jumper in the paint. No, it's short. Wagner with a rebound. Outlet pass here for DA. Ahead now, and Danielle throws that one away. There's some of that youth with 2:35 to go in the second quarter. It was just looking.
It was the right idea.
It
just
was.
Wasn't open.
And so Sydney gets it in. I don't mean to pick on her. She's phenomenal.
Those are mistakes as a coach that you can live with because it was the right play. It just was a little too late.
Here's Ava with a pull-up jumper. Too strong off the back of the rim. And Lexi Davis again in the land of the trees with a rebound. Ahead now for Vredenburg. Pulls it down. Back to Davis. Thought about a three. Didn't pull the trigger, though. They skip it across the defense. Now back up top. Oh, it was thrown away. Fails at seeing this. Onto it and misses the layup. Vredenburg was in hot pursuit. And then we got a foul underneath on the rebound, and I don't know who it's on.
Maybe they're going to call it on Sydney.
Boy, Bales, it's like she sees that ball, she just takes off. Great job. Yeah, Bella West was the trailer on that play, and they got caught up on the rebound. And so DA will get it in. Good hustle there by Sydney, but they couldn't capitalize. Under 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Ahead now, and now Nayla Miley with a steal. Miley down the right side of the floor. Picks up her dribble, goes back to Serigliano. This is a big possession here. Can Sydney chip away before halftime? Ava in the paint, pull-up jumper, good for Serigliano. She's got six. Coach Bruce wants a timeout. We'll step away. 1:40 to go, second quarter. It is Delhi 25, Sydney 16. Matt Girls Hoops tonight on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Late second quarter here in Sydney. And it's the Delhi girls leading 25-16. Some Thursday night hoops for you here on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. We got a good one. So stay tuned. Bulldogs with the ball out of the timeout. Sydney showing full court pressure. It's a steal by Nayla Miley on the left low block and kicks it out to Bales. Far side Serigliano settling in now on offense with a minute 30 to go, second quarter. Ava through the paint, shot no. Rebound for Ava. Second chance also won't go down. Tough angle there. She was kind of straight on the hoop from underneath, but it wouldn't go. DA back down the floor. Here's Vredenburg. Double teamed. Gets it out of there to Wagner. And up top, no. Steal Nayla Miley. Breakaway chance here. She stops and pops and missed it. Good recovery defense there by Delhi. The rebound goes out of bounds and will stay with Sydney.
I really like the timeout that Coach Bruce took because I felt like he didn't want this to get away, the lead to get away from Delhi. But Sydney got a steal right away and had a chance to score, then got a rebound. Ava had another chance to score. So we could be like a five-point game if Sydney could capitalize.
Sydney gets it in. Here's Miley. Good strong jumper, a little too strong. Rebound loose on the floor, and Lexi Davis comes out of the scramble with it. Ahead for Verspoor. Her jumper, her little Dr. J finger roll won't go. Rebound for Cheshire. Back out Vredenburg. Pump fakes. Kicks it across. Finds Davis left side. Working one down low. Shot is actually behind the hoop there. She got stuck at a tough angle. Out of bounds and back to Sydney.
Hey, you don't see that very often. The ball hit the back of the backboard.
I was like, am I seeing things? She got stuck underneath the hoop kind of before she was out of bounds, and it went on the backside of the glass. 40 seconds to go, second quarter. Delhi girls leading 25-16 here on the road at Sydney tonight. Top of the key. They go left side for Sirigliano. Double teamed here by D.A. Ava floats one across, finds Michaela Bales. Pull-up jumper, too strong. Rebound, Miley. And on the left low block, tied up. Jump ball keeps it with Sydney. Sydney's had good looks here, Coach. Yeah. They cannot buy one at the moment.
I mean, it could easily be a three-point game if they had made some of their shots here. They're getting good looks, like you said.
Sabres will get it in. They go to Sirigliano. Lost it. Goes to Bales, though. Left elbow inside. Miley. Shot no. Rebound D.A. 17 seconds left. Ahead for Vrendenberg. She's had a quiet night, but just doing a lot of the little things that her team needs. And she's willing to do that. 10 seconds left. Shot clock is off. Halftime approaching. Cheshire. Davis. Down to three. Cheshire. Straight away. Three. Died on the front of the rim, and that'll do it. Halftime score, Delhi girls 25, Sydney 16. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Great first half here in this MAC Division I battle. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Now this is how to start the new year. SFCU continues their awesome share certificate special.
Call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Sydney girls and Delhi here as we get set for the start of the second half. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here tonight as exciting MAC basketball. Good night to stay in, stay warm, and listen to some high school hoops. This is a game we've been looking forward to all week, and it certainly has not disappointed so far. So again, 25-16 our score, and Delhi is in the lead at the moment. Seeing a lot of different people from around the area coming out to watch this game tonight. It's been fun. A lot of the games have been out recently. You know, you're at a Sydney-Delhi game, you see Unitego people there watching. You're at a BG game, you see Sydney people there watching. It's fun. It's that time of year. Everyone's really starting to get invested and interested in what's going on in the league, so that's fun. All right, to start the third quarter, both teams going back out with their starting five. Delhi will have the ball on the far side with Kylie Cheshire.
I think it looks like Sydney's got to change, though, because I think Maya Paul's out.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't notice Maya was out there, so Maya is in to start the second half, replacing Bella Conroy. So they're going with some more size here in the second half, at least to start. And Tyler Apps is back out there for Delhi. Here's Vrendenberg, a tough drive in traffic. Muscled up that shot, but it wouldn't go. Rebound Sirigliano. Ava down the left side of the floor, again being chased here by Tyler Apps, who will give you everything she has. Bales to Maya Paul. Traveling violation there for Maya Paul. And we'll give it back here to Delhi. You got to feel good if you're Delhi on the road, up at the half. Everything you could ask for here at the moment. D.A. with the ball down to the left side of the floor. Here is Tyler Epps passing up to Vrendenberg, who only had 3 points so far, but Delhi's ahead. I'm sure she's happy. Three in the corner from Cheshire. It won't go. Rebound, and here's Sirigliano. Shot out of a cannon down the left side of the floor, and she scores.
You said you got to be happy if you're Delhi, but at the same time, as a coach, you're concerned, like, hey, they get a couple baskets here, they're right back in it. Now their confidence is going to grow.
Here's Vrendenberg again into the teeth of the defense. Missed the shot. Innist with the rebound, and she's fouled as she puts up the second chance opportunity. And Coach Pierce incensed over there on the far side that D.A. was able to get that rebound.
Yeah, if you're Sydney, that's a rebound you need to have. You know, you're trying to cut into their lead. You get them to take a tough shot, and, you know, they get a rebound.
Oh, Danielle's first shot rattles in and out. Hung on the front of the rim there for a minute before it popped free. second shot coming here for Danielle Innes with Delhi leading 25-18 early in the third quarter. And second shot is good. So she now has 3 points. Makes it 26-18. Pass to the interior here for Maya Paul. Back out to Nayla Miley. Skips across the defense looking for Michaela Bales. Bounce pass here to Sirigliano on the left side. Gets a screen. Ava for three. A little short. Rebound for Tyler Apps. Was able to chase that one down. And an outlet pass ahead for Danielle Innes. And ahead for Vrenenberg. Her right-handed layup won't go. Danielle really getting some more shots off here. Gets her own rebound. Dishes back out to Tyler, who scores.
The thing I like, she missed her shot, but then she went right back after it. Got the rebound and found a teammate.
And so Delhi pumps this lead up to 28-18. Sirigliano on the right side will pull it back out and look to set things up. Back to Nayla Miley. Pumps one into the interior here for Sirigliano. Back out Bree Taylor. Her jumper falls. First bucket of the game there for Bree Taylor, and good ball movement for the Sydney Sabre. Here's Kylie Cheshire, and we got a charge here on DA, giving Sydney a little life in the ball back here. And that was on Versmore, and Coach Bruce pleading his case here.
It was a moving screen there.
I wasn't, okay, I wasn't sure.
Yep. Said that the ref said that she was backing out the Sydney player to give a lane to the Delhi ball handler.
Back down the floor here for Sydney. Going left to right, here's Sirigliano at the top of the key. Comes off a screen. Ava from the foul line, it's good. And Ava's got 10. Halfway to her season average, and it's 28-22. Don't look now, Sydney. Making a little run here. Delhi with the ball. Cheshire on the right side. Finds Vrenenberg on the left. Hits it. And Vrenenberg makes that one look easy. And she's got 6 points now. Makes it 31-22 with 5:15 to go in the third. Sirigliano back down the floor. Lost control of the ball. Coach Pierce wants a foul. He won't get it. Delhi back down. Vrenenberg left side is hammered as she goes towards the rack. And is fouled. With 5:07 to go in the third. Every time Sydney makes a run, Coach Delhi seems to have an answer at the moment.
Yeah, that was a tough one there to get the ball swung to Vrenenberg and her to make that three. And then I thought there was a lot of contact down here when Ava drove to the basket. Same amount of contact as down here, and Delhi got the foul. Sydney didn't.
Very true. Here is Danielle Innes steps through, and a lot of contact there. And we got a block here on Sydney. Both teams not afraid to try to hammer through a double team, that's for sure. And we'll see how the fouls pile up here in this second half. So DA on the baseline. Vrenenberg will do the inbounding duties to the left of the hoop with DA leading Sydney 31-22. 5 minutes to go in the third. Vrenenberg skips across the defense, finds Tyler Apps with a jumper. Got it. Boy, when she gets a shot, she's hitting it tonight. Got six.
And she's playing it really hard on the defensive end. She's doing a really nice job.
Here's Nayla Miley trying to answer. Too strong. A little too much hot sauce there. Rebound. Tied up. Jump ball.
Stays with Sydney.
Stays with the Sabres. Delhi protecting this 33-22 lead with 4:45 to go in the third.
Yeah, it was a six-point game just a moment ago, and now it's back up to 11.
Here's Sirigliano with a baseline drive, and she scores. Got some space and was able to put it in. And the referee is going to take a personal timeout here just to make sure Tyler Apps is okay. Says she's all right. She got kind of a physical hit there as Ava was going to the hoop. She's tough, though. She'll be fine.
Yeah, I've been impressed with her tonight.
Yeah, all these young players, very impressive for Coach Bruce. Should be a fun next couple of years here for DA. 33-24 our score. Delhi leading on top of Sydney. Here's Tyler Apps on the left side. They go to Danielle Innes to the far side. Versmore, her jumper in and out. Rebound Nayla Miley. And an outlet pass to Sirigliano. Little crossover. Sirigliano had her pocket picked there by Apps. Ahead now for Vrenenberg. Takes it in. The layup goes in. Had just enough spin on it to get up over the rim and in for Vrenenberg. She's got eight and going for the old-fashioned three-point play. It's 35-24. with 4:10 to go in the third. And so Vredenburg will step to the line and hits it. So Vredenburg is up to 9. And Delhi protects this lead, 36-24. Conroy on the right side will work it back up to Serigliano, looking for options. And they are just pestering Ava at every chance they get here tonight. Sydney wanting some calls here. They pass down low to Maya Paul, and she hits it. First bucket of the night there. This game has just turned physical, is what I'm trying to say. With 3:45 to go in the third, it's 36-26. Delhi girls on top. Back up near midcourt. Coming off a screen, Tyler Apps into the corner now for Cheshire. Pulls it down. Apps will wisely just pull it back out with 10 on the shot clock. Not afraid to reset it. They go to Cheshire. Splits two defenders. Back up Apps. Straightaway three for her. Short. Rebound Serigliano with 3:20 left in the third. Ava, right side of the floor, steps through. Little Euro step and hits it. And that's where she's so tough.
Yeah, nice move.
14 for Serigliano. 36-28. Sydney's right back in it. Delhi trying to answer on the left low block as they go right to left. Danielle Innes gets tied up. It's a double team. Somehow the ball is still in play here. Now we got a whistle. A traveling violation on Delhi. Thought that maybe was out of bounds or a kick or...
Well, Innes tried to throw it off of Sydney to get it to go out of bounds, but Victoria Verspoor saved it, and then she swung it out to the outside, and Cheshire, I think, was excited that she had a shot, and she traveled.
So Sydney will get it in. And here comes Conroy across midcourt. Conroy splits two defenders, goes to Maya Paul through her hands and out of bounds with 2:48 to go in the third.
And as well as Delhi has played, I mean, if Sydney had gotten a hoop there, it's a six-point game. They're right there.
Yeah, they're right there. This game is far from over. Delhi gets it in. They go to Vredenburg across midcourt. Tied up. Ball to the far side, out of bounds. Will stay with Delhi as Bales couldn't save it after deflecting it. Sydney yelling from the bench that they need a big stop here. Apps in the backcourt as Delhi passes far side. Serigliano almost with a steal, but they just get it through in time. They go to Cheshire, dials up a three. Too strong, rebound for Danielle Innes. Back out for Tyler. Apps resetting. 25 on the shot clock, 2:25 to go on the game clock. Little give and go. They find Apps in the paint. Jumper too strong. Maya Paul with a rebound. And here is Serigliano in the backcourt. Ava down the right side and into the paint, and they get a body call here on Tyler Apps, who was riding her hip down the floor.
But compared to the other play that has occurred, that was probably the least of any of the fouls that he could have called.
It has been, I would say, a tough game to call here. Apps is going to have to come back out with those fouls now. Lexi Davis back in. As Sydney will work it in to Conroy on the right side. A floater for Conroy. Got it. Six-point game, Coach. There it is.
Nice shot. They need another stop.
Conroy was six, and it's 36-30. Vredenburg left side. Delhi going right to left. Vredenburg not afraid to just reset here. 20 on the shot clock. Delhi taking their time. They go to Davis in the paint. Far side. Lost it to Bales. Another big stop here for Sydney. Back to Serigliano. Right side Conroy. Three for her. Too strong. Rebound Serigliano. Yes. Lays it in. Got the rebound in a perfect position. It's a four-point game. 36-32. 1:30 to go in the third. Innes to the inside. Back out Vredenburg. Finding Danielle. Steps through. Nice move and finishes inside.
Very nice move. Under control. Patient.
Five for Danielle. Makes it 38-32. Delhi on top. Maya Paul with a jumper, and she hits it. 38-34. It's a back-and-forth game right now, late in the third quarter. Bulldogs with the ball. They go to Vredenburg. Back up to the top of the key. Lexi Davis, not afraid to fire. Left it well short. Rebound, Sydney. Serigliano shakes it off as she didn't want to throw it long, as Sydney had some players leaking out. She wants a good possession. Bales, left side three. That's not it. It's an air ball. And D.A. with the rebound with 45 seconds to go in the third. Ahead here for Lexi Davis. Davis in the corner. Dribbled it off of a leg. They say it was last touch by Sydney. 38 seconds to go here in the third. I'm Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowell.
You're Nate
joined
Lowell.
By Greg Bonskowski.
That's probably happened once or twice before in your career.
It happens. Happens from time to
steal.
Time. Steal here by Sydney. Conroy down the right side. Takes it in and is fouled as Vredenburg was trying to chase her down. 34 seconds to go here in the third.
That was a great steal and a push up the side here in front of the scores table. In that situation, a lot of kids don't think, geez, I should jump stop, make a pump fake, let the person go by, and then I have an easy layup. But she got the foul, almost got the three-point play if she could have just got that ball a little higher on the backboard.
Conroy's first shot at the line, died on the front of the rim and won't go. Second chance opportunity here coming for Conroy. She settles in at the line. The eighth grader can't get it to go. Rebound, Sirigliano. No, missed the chippy. Maya Paul tries. That won't go down. Rebound, D.A. Two good looks there. Delhi streaking out. Vredenburg, the layup is good. And she's got 11 into double figures. What a swing. 40-34. Delhi on top. Now here's Conroy trying to make up for it. Her right-handed layup won't go. Rebound for the Bulldogs. Cheshire, 10 seconds left. Third quarter. Down to five. Innes ahead. Davis, pump fake, steps in for a two. Moon ball, got it. As time expires, Lexi Davis with seven. And Delhi is on top at the end of the third quarter. 42-34. We'll be back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Start of the fourth quarter, Delhi girls 8 minutes away from pulling it off here in Sydney on the road. They lead 42-34. Delhi will have the ball at midcourt to start this fourth quarter. Bulldogs will get it in into the safe hands of Tyler Apps, who's back into this game. Little double team here from Sydney. Tyler's able to wiggle out of it. Passes into the corner. It was deflected by Nayla Miley and out of bounds. Will stay possession with DA. Should be a great fourth quarter coming up here, so don't turn that dial. DA will work it in. They get it to Vredenburg. Into the paint. Lost control of it. Ball loose. And we're going to have a jump ball. This time going back to Sydney. Good defense there by the Sabres.
Yeah, great hustle there by Michaela Bale. She was not going to be denied. She wanted that ball and went after it.
Sirigliano will be doing the inbounding duties. A little full court pressure from Delhi. Conroy left side. We got a carry call on Sydney, and it'll go back to DA. 15 seconds gone here, fourth quarter, still 42-34. And so the Bulldogs will look to get it in, and they do to Vredenburg in the backcourt, ahead for Kylie Cheshire. Down the right side of the floor, pulls it back up. Vredenburg, far side, Tyler Apps for three. No, it was off the mark to the left, and the rebound is scooped up here by Sirigliano. It's going to fall on Ava's shoulders here in this fourth quarter if Sydney can pull off a comeback. Ahead for Maya Paul, splits the defense, lost it. Vredenburg was able to swat it away. And down the left side of the floor, they will go to Tyler Apps. Straight away, looking for some options. Hands one off now for Kylie Cheshire. A bounce pass here for Vredenburg. Into the paint. The floater is good for Vredenburg. She has 13. And it's 44-34. Now a steal by Tyler Apps. Her pull-up jumper hits the rim twice. Won't go down. And off the rebound, out of bounds, going to go to the Bulldogs. Sydney cannot catch a break here right now.
I'm just very impressed with Delhi. They're always under control. They seem to always be in the right spot at the right time. They all play hard. They all know their rule, their role. There's nobody out there that's trying to do too much.
D.A. will get it in. Going right to left. Again, in the dark maroon here with the black trim. Sydney's in the white with the maroon trim. Pretty much opposite colors here tonight. Here is Tyler Apps into the corner. Now for Danielle Ennis. Her jumper from the corner, a long two, is too strong. Srigliano a rebound. Cross midcourt here for Ava. Chest pass for Maya Paul. Jumper for Maya is good. Tough shot for Maya Paul, but she hits it. It's 44-36. Kylie Cheshire now back up to Tyler Apps. Pulls it out. Delhi content to work a little time here with 6:10 left in the fourth. Handing one off for Vredenburg. Left side now for Ennis. Shot clock coming up on 10. They go to the interior. And a little scoop up and under shot for Delhi. No good. Guess who? Srigliano a rebound. Ava's across midcourt. Lost the handle. Gets it back, though. Goes far side. Michaela Bales. 15-footer for Bales is good. She hits the shot. Coach Pierce wants a timeout. Sydney's back in it again. 5:45 to go on the fourth. Delhi 44, Sydney 38. We'll be back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, Delhi scores with Natalie Vredenburg on a right-handed layup, making it 46-38. Sydney back the other way with 5:20 to go in the fourth. A shot by Bales is no good. Tyler Apps with a rebound. Down the floor, now slows it down, pumps the brakes. Just a guard beyond her years, for sure, for Tyler Apps, and now she's fouled as she tries to take it inside. 5:07 to go, Delhi leading 46-38. Vredenburg with a big bucket there, right out of the timeout there, Coach.
Yeah, that was a nice drive. She was not going to be denied on that. She put it on the floor, kind of weaved her way through the Sabres defense and put the ball in the basket.
D.A. with the ball underneath their own hoop. Bulldogs looking to get it in. It's going to be close, and it's thrown away. They had no other option. They had to toss it up. Steal by Sydney and good defense by the Sabres. Srigliano with 16. Goes to the interior now for Nayla Miley. Good strong move, just couldn't finish. Rebound for Delhi with Danielle Ennis. Outlet pass to Vredenburg, who has been cool, calm, and collected here for the most part tonight, has put her team on her back. Vredenburg again to the hoop, and she scores. What a move there by Vredenburg, who's up to 17, right around her season average here, approaching it.
That almost looked like an instant replay.
Here is Miley. Right side, her jumper in and out. Rebound, Bree Taylor up off the glass. It's good for Bree.
Still lots of time left for Sydney.
Still just an 8-point game, 48-40. Delhi leading with 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi's got to hurry up and get across, and they do with Tyler Apps going right to left. And
another illegal screen?
Yeah, on the far side. I thought maybe they were going to pop her for a carry there for a minute, but... And so a timeout's going to be taken here with 4:13 to go in the fourth. We'll step away. Delhi girls lead 48-40 on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski. I am Nate Lull. I haven't forgotten that. Coach Greg Bonskowski with me here from GMU. Coach, thanks for coming down tonight. This is fun.
No problem. That sounds like a podcast title episode. I am Nate Lull.
Maybe in the future I might have to. I like to name my episode something funny once in a while, so maybe that's episode 300. I am Nate Lull. Nayla Miley down the floor here for Sydney. They trail by 8 with 4 minutes left. Still a lot of time for this Sabres team. Left side, Sirigliano forces it. Body's flying and crashing. She missed the shot. Vredenburg a rebound. Back down the floor for Vredenburg, left side. Dances inside and scores. She has taken over this game. Coach, you asked me before the game if she was a shooter or a slasher. I said a shooter. I guess I'm wrong. She's taking it to the tin here tonight.
Well, she's really done a good job the last couple times, just like probing, looking for an opening until she finds it.
Foul on Delhi as Nayla Miley tries to take it on the left baseline. Delhi leads 50-40 with 3:37 left here, fourth quarter.
It's a good reminder to players, like if you were watching those last few possessions, like she wasn't going, you know, a million miles an hour. She was under control. She didn't have to go super fast, and she was just kind of probing.
Verspoor, I believe, has fouled out here for Delhi. Victoria versus four. She's upset about it. And so coming off the bench will be Rebecca versus four with 3.5 to go. And she's immediately going to pick up the next foul. And so here's our team foul situation, knowing that if you get to 5, could really help Sydney, because that's 3 team fouls on Delhi, only 1 on Sydney.
I don't understand how they're not calling that a shooting foul. What was she doing with the ball?
Right. Sirigliano, left side toe on the line, long 2, missed it short. Rebound, Vredenburg. Went into the land of the trees and picked it up there. Good spin move by Vredenburg to get out of there. It goes left side for Tyler Apps. And now we'll walk it back up, and she's very content to take her time. 15 on the shot clock, no hurry. Bulldogs still in control. They lost it. Bales got the steal and then immediately a whistle. And foul's going to be on Tyler Apps, her 4th.
That's why some coaches don't have hair. Apps drove to the basket. There was a definite reach by Sydney. She lost the ball. Sydney picked it up, and she put a finger on the Sydney girl, and there was a foul.
And that's 4 team fouls now on Delhi. So one more, and Sydney's going to be shooting the rest of the way. Layup opportunity here for Bree Taylor. She missed it. Second chance. She's fouled. And Sydney's going to be shooting the rest of the night here with 2:55 to go. They trail 50-40. That could help them chip back in here. It's the best scenario, right? You're trying to chip away without any time going off the clock.
Clock stays still. Now you also got another foul out. I think Apps.
Yep, Apps is out.
Out.
So Lexi Davis, who has been tremendous, comes off the bench. This Delhi team getting contributions from everybody. Bree Taylor at the line. First shot, no. Missed it. And this has been Sydney's Achilles heel all night. They get close. Delhi makes a little run. A lot of the little things just adding up tonight against the Sabres. Second shot, Bree Taylor. Got it. So Bree Taylor hits that one. Timeout taken by Donnie Pierce. 50-41. Delhi girls lead Sydney. 2:55 to go. We'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
2:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. 50-41 our score. Delhi girls on top, trying to pull off this huge division win on the road in Sydney. This division is the logjam right now because you have Sydney, Unitego, and Delhi all battling. Walton Downsville's in there as well, and they're always sneaky. And Deposit Hancock, the other team in the division, has not a lot of wins right now, but you can't ever count them out. So it's a really tough division. Left side of the floor here for Delhi. They have it. Brendan Berg glancing over to Coach Bruce. Brendan Berg passing one down low. It's deflected out of bounds. Srigliano going down kind of slowly here. Slowly getting back up. Appears to be okay. Always scary when you see that. 2:40 to go here in the fourth. Ava already wears that kind of light knee brace, so you just hold your breath when things like that happens. But Ava telling the officiating crew she's fine, kind of shaking it off a little bit here.
I'd like to see Sydney be aggressive here and try to get a steal. They have three fouls to give, so they could be real aggressive.
Delhi looks to get it in. Coach Bruce wants a timeout, as that was dangerously close to 5 seconds, a five-second call. So we'll step away as well. 2:37 to go in the fourth, and again, Delhi girls lead 50-41 on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Fourth quarter here in Sydney tonight, and the Delhi girls lead 50-41 with 2:37 left. Can Sydney mount a big comeback here, down 9 late in this ball game on their home floor? That would certainly excite the Sabres fans who have come out to support the team here tonight. DA with the ball on the baseline. Danielle Ennis looking to get it in, and it's deflected. I believe it hit off Srigliano, stays with DA. They're having a little trouble getting this ball in. I'm enjoying watching that student section over there, Coach. I'll talk about that the next time we get a break. They've been entertaining tonight. Left side of the floor here for Vredenberg. Takes it inside, blocked by Srigliano. Ahead now for Bella West down the left side of the floor. Back out to Srigliano, who I think she's hurting a little bit here, Coach. She's got a little grimace on her face. With 2:20 left here in the fourth, there's Nayla Miley, pull-up jumper, buckled on the side of the rim. Bree Taylor is fouled underneath. Ava at about mid-court there, you could just see it on her face. She's limping a little bit here with 2:15 left. So Bree Taylor to the line. Boy, you hope that Ava's okay. It's just, you know, nothing serious. Taylor settling in. Too strong for Bree Taylor.
Sydney's going to look back and say, you know, we had lots of opportunities, lots of good shots in the half court. Got to the free throw line.
Second shot for Bree Taylor. No. Ava, a rebound. Yes. Puts it in. And she's got 18, right around her season average. I believe she's up at 20.2 right now for the season. Out of bounds here. Sydney with a steal, but Bella West had her foot on the line. It's going to go back to D.A.
I'd like to see the replay on that one.
Oof.
That was close.
We could zoom in from about 17 different angles.
But now we're trying to get what the shot clock should be at because they reset it to 30 because they thought Sydney had the ball.
So they'll figure that out here.
So D.A. only has 3 seconds to get it across.
Boy, oh boy, that's... It's going to be a tall task. Sydney bringing everybody up, all the troops. I don't know if Delhi is aware of it. And that's going to be 10. That's a 10 call. 2 minutes left. Delhi leading 50-43. Sydney gets the ball back. What a big possession here.
I wonder if Todd Bruce, Coach Bruce from Delhi, had thought about taking the timeout there. If you call the timeout, you get a new 10 seconds.
I wonder if he's just trying to save.
Yeah.
Save the timeouts here. He might get a steal out of it, but Brendan Brigg got her hands on it, but Sirigliano ripped it back away. Ava to the right side finds Bella West. Inside Nayla Miley. Turnaround shot is too strong. Rebound for Danielle Innes. Another good look there for Sydney that won't go. Right side of the floor for Cheshire. It's out of bounds. We'll stay with the Bulldogs here as both teams chase that one into the corner. 1:44 left.
I would look to have the ball in Brendan Berg's hands here at the end of the game.
They get it to Natalie right there, as Coach said. Comes off a screen, lost it for a second, now pulls it back out. Wants to go right back to the hoop, lost it again, but a foul on Sydney. 50-43 our score with a 1:37 to go, fourth quarter. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Coach Pierce. We'll step away, 1:37 left. Take a 30-second break. Delhi leads 50-43 over Sydney on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. It has been a fantastic game here between the Delhi girls and Sydney. Let's set the scene. Delhi girls leading 50-43 with a minute 37 to go in the fourth quarter. I do know that Unitigo girls did win tonight over Deposit Hancock. Let me pull that up for you. They win tonight 60-26 over DH. That game was up at the U tonight. So Unitigo trying to keep pace in the division. And in a minute and a half here, we'll know who has an extra win and an extra loss. Sydney still undefeated in the MAC coming into tonight's game. D.A. with the ball on the baseline with Danielle Innist with 1:37 left. Officials still at the table here having a quick word, making sure everything is correct.
Checking on timeouts and, you know, who possession arrow goes to Delaware Academy if there's a jump ball. So just making sure everything is correct.
Danielle Innist looking to get it in. Finds Brendan Berg, who makes a nice move and can't make the layup, though. Ball loose on the floor, and Sydney comes away. Here's Bella West. Tries to take it right to the rim. Missed a right-handed layup. Nayla Miley also on the rebound is fouled and can't get it to go, but she heads to the line, and another opportunity here for the Sabres.
But those two shots are indicative of the whole night. Sydney's gotten good looks and just hasn't been able to find a way to get that ball in the basket.
Yeah, both of those looks were pretty good.
I mean, if one of those goes in, it's a five-point game. That's two possessions, a three and a two.
So here is Nayla Miley to the line. Nayla's first shot, good. Nayla now with 5 points, makes it 50-44 with 1:25 left. Sydney still has life. Big shot here. Miley can't get it to go. Rebound.
Sydney ball.
Innes couldn't come down with it. Bounced off of her leg before she could save it. So Sydney trailing by six. Boy, somebody hits a three here. The roof will blow off, and this will be a very close game. They go inside to Srigliano. She says, give me the two. She's fouled on the right low block and, again, slow to get up. She's on her feet now. They're going to say it was on the floor here.
I don't know what they called.
Yeah, I'm confused.
I think they almost blew the whistle because Delhi had the ball and Avery was on the ground.
Delhi gets it back.
Delhi.
Yeah. Not sure what the call was there, but Delhi throws it away on the inbound anyways, and Sydney gets it back.
There's a lot of time left here, too.
With 1:20. Ava's still a little hampered. I don't want to keep hammering on that, but tough to see her like that. She tries the three. Boy, she's hurting on the far side there. And on the rebound, both teams wrestling and scrambling. Ava tried a deep three there on the left side and came up grimacing after letting it go. So she is, you know, just not herself here at the moment. Boy, both teams really jockeying for position on the inside here. It's been physical. Coach Pierce wants a little bit of an explanation.
I think the officials are almost saying that they want her to come out of the game, but...
Yeah, they're still talking it over. Strigliano just standing down on the right low block, but, I mean, Ava is as tough as they come, and she has that look on her face right now that's kind of like, I'm hurting. But now she's laughing with Renenberg, so who knows? AAU teammates together down at Twin Tier Elite in the off season, so they know each other well. 1:20 left here. They're still continuing to talk with Coach Pierce. I don't know what this is about.
I think they're trying to say that Ava has to come out of the game because she's hurt. But she didn't stay down on the ground. It's not like they had to stop the play.
No.
And her coach had to go out. Then you do have to come out.
Yep. Well, they're talking about what they want to reset the shot clock here, too, or something. I heard him say something about set it to 16. But it hasn't changed. Oh, so the game clock is at 1:16 now. Okay, so there seemed to be some confusion with that, I guess.
Maybe.
They never went over to talk to Ava.
That's a good thing.
Sydney gets it in. They go to Michaela Bales. Straight away three, just a little short. Sydney gets the rebound. Bales finds Serigliano. Three of her own. Caught it. On one leg. 21.
One possession game.
50-47 with a minute to go here in the fourth. Brendenberg in the backcourt has it stolen away by Bella West. West is in for the layup and missed it. Nayla Miley, yes. Miley was seven. Timeout Delhi. 1 point game, 50-49 with 50 seconds left. Coach, let's keep it right here.
Great hustle there by Sydney. They got the steal.
Wow.
Missed the layup, but Sydney had the composure to say, hey, we're going down there with my teammate in case she misses. We're going to get a chance to here to get an opportunity to get it to a one-point game.
Serigliano massaging her left leg here a little bit now, down on the calf. I'm glad to see her doing that and not, you know, touching the knee or something like that. That's a good sign, I would say. But I don't know how she hit that three. I mean, she's grimacing in pain out there, limping around.
The other thing that I'm worried about if I'm Sydney is it looks like I only have one team foul that I've committed.
Exactly.
So that means if I want them to shoot, I have to commit four fouls. I mean, yeah, they have to take it out, you know, all those times, but that's going to run some time off the clock.
Yeah, tough situation to be in, but a one-point game. Who would have thought just a couple of minutes ago it was a 10 and 11-point game? But never say die here for Sydney. One-point game. Delhi leading with 50 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Wow, this is going to come right down to the wire here tonight between the Sabres and the Bulldogs.
And you do have the rule where you can advance the ball in girls basketball, so they advance it to midcourt. They have the ball out right in front of their bench.
So Brennenberg at half court, as coach said, will inbound the basketball. Gets it into Lexi Davis. Davis trapped there, and a foul. 46 seconds left. Foul is on Bella West.
And okay, so that's the team's third. That's what they announced.
Okay. Yep, so there it is. It's up on the board. They have three. Of course, Delhi does have five. Delhi looking to get it in. And they do. Pull-up jumper here is just a little short. And a rebound. We got a traveling violation, I think. No, jump ball underneath.
Stay with Delaware Academy on alternate possession.
Riley Maney took that shot, came off the bench, and looked a little nervous to take that shot, just missed it. But Delhi keeps with the ball on that jump ball. So here is Vredenburg looking for options. Gets it into Danielle Innocent, who is fouled for Sydney's fourth team foul. Still 38 seconds left, so they did a good job to get a couple quick ones, Coach.
Yes, one more and then they shoot.
So Vredenburg on the baseline will hold on with the inbounding. Coach Pierce pleading his case here about something on the board.
I think he thinks that the clock ran when it shouldn't have. So they're going to get together, the officials, they'll talk about it. This is when you wish that, you know, we could go to the monitor, but you really can't.
You can't.
It's high school basketball. So really, right now, it's kind of a guessing game.
Yeah, officials get together here. You wonder how they make these type of decisions in this moment. He's keeping it there. They don't think anything should come or go back on, I should say. DA with the ball. They get it in. Here's Lexi Davis at the foul line, and she's fouled by Nayla Miley. So again, Tyler Apps fouled out for Delhi, one of their main ball handlers, as well as Victoria Verspor. So two starters on the bench now for Delhi, fouled out. 35 seconds left. Sydney trailing 50-49. So Delhi leads 50-49. Vredenburg to the left of the hoop on the baseline.
I'm surprised she's taking it out. She'd be the one I would want to get to receive the ball because Sydney's going to foul, and we're going to go to the line. Well, no, that is five team fouls.
Yep,
remember, we were short one.
Yep, and so Lexi Davis will head to the line here. I think sometimes it's still ingrained in all of us. I think sometimes we all forget with girls, you hit five, you shoot now, even though it's been a couple of years since they've put that in.
Well, that's the new rule in boys as well this year.
Yeah, it's been different. Stepping in, Davis at the line, first one no. Sydney has a lot of life left here. Trailed for a majority of the game, trailed at halftime.
Important rebound here for the Sabres.
Big division game. Student section doing their best to distract Davis. In and out on the second shot, rebound by Vredenburg somehow. Vredenburg dribbles out of there and then is fouled. What a rebound with 32 seconds left.
That's a senior making a play at the end of the game to say, we're not losing.
So tough to get out of this division and make it to a MAC championship. I mean, we're here last Saturday and Sydney defeats Unitego, and Unitego players are crying because of a January season game, middle of the season game, as Vredenburg hits the first, and they said, we don't want to lose our chance to get to the max. This division is that tight. Vredenburg makes the first. Second shot, Vredenburg, in and out, rebound, Nayla Miley, timeout, Downey Pearson, Sydney. Delhi, 51. Sydney 49. We will take a break here, Coach. 32 seconds left, fourth quarter. We'll be back, CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. 51-49, our score. Delhi girls on top by two on the road here in Sydney in a MAC division contest. And a lot is on the line here in the next 32 and a half seconds.
You got to think the ball is going to be in Ava Sirigliano's hands. I'd like to see her get it up at about the top of the key. Maybe see if she can drive to the basket. If the defense helps, she might be able to find one of her teammates.
Ava was limping a little bit here a couple minutes ago. Seems to be better now after a couple of timeouts. Inbounds pass deflected, but Ava gets it. And she's still kind of limping a little bit here. 25 seconds left. Sydney down two. Sirigliano floats it down low to Bella West. Her jumper won't go, and a rebound for Delhi. And then a timeout is taken by Coach Bruce. with 20 seconds left. That might have been the world's fastest timeout. So Ava passes down low. Bella West with a really good look. Just goes off the front of the rim. And we'll keep it right here. So Delhi with the ball up to 51-49. What a game. What a game here tonight. And this has a lot on the line, for sure.
Possession arrow is in favor of Sydney. Both teams are in the bonus, so any foul, we're shooting two shots.
Again, thanks for listening here tonight. This is definitely one you might want to listen back to on the game audio archive at WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU. I said earlier, student section was entertaining. They have a large stuffed animal, stuffed fish over there, and they're batting that thing around like a beach ball. I love it. This is the most alive I've seen the student section in a long time. I'm excited about that.
I like the sign that says, do it for a Snickers bar.
And the fat head of Coach Pierce has come back out with a scowl on his face.
Yeah, he looks angry.
It's a mean face. All right, here we go. Sydney walking out of their huddle. Delhi as well. And it's going to come down to the last 20 seconds here in the fourth quarter. The JV game went to overtime before Sydney won that one. 56-53. It's been a night of close games here. Delhi gets it in. They go to Vredenburg, and she's fouled on the baseline by Michaela Bales with 18 seconds left. And so Vredenburg will go to the line to shoot here for Delhi.
Now, last trip, she made one out of two. If she does that again, it's still a one-possession game.
Vredenburg's the player you want at the line. 20 points tonight for her. Just a little bit over her season average. Hits the first. Vredenburg and Sirigliano, both with 21 apiece for both teams. Vredenburg trying to maybe put the icing on it. Missed it. And Sydney tracks down a rebound with 17 seconds left. And here is Bella West down the left side of the floor. Gets it back out. Conroy for three straight away. Too strong. 8 seconds left. Bales with a rebound. And now a timeout by Sydney. With 5.6 seconds left.
That was a good look right off the back of the rim.
Good look there for Conroy. And then Bales, probably the smallest player on the court, gets the rebound. We'll keep it right here again. We don't want to leave you. 52-49, Delhi girls leading by three with 5 seconds left, essentially. And Sydney's going to have the ball. And no more timeouts. Yeah, the end of these games can certainly be long. I always say at home that, you know, oh, there's only 2 minutes left, and my wife always says, oh, so 20 minutes?
Yeah, because they got to make all the timeouts.
Yeah. Got to get all those ads in, you know. So what a game here tonight. If you're looking for other scores around the MAC tonight, make sure you check out NateLull.com or follow me on Twitter, better known as X these days. You can find all that information right there on NateLull.com. Big night, a lot of girls MAC matchups tonight. GMU boys with a big win tonight. Devin Hartwell, 48 points and 10 three-pointers for GMU. What a night for him. School record for threes. So a lot to report later on tonight. 5.6 seconds left. Here's the scene. Sydney will have the ball with Bella West directly next to the Sydney bench. Between the bench and the scorer's table on the right side. As Sydney goes left to right, Bella West gets it in. Sirigliano. Straight away, he's going to have to force up a shot from the top of the key and just misses it, and that'll do it. Delhi wins 52-49. Sirigliano got a decent look, maybe not the shot she wanted, but they got a look at the buzzer.
But if you had said that was going to be the final score just a few minutes ago, I don't know.
I don't know. That's right. That was a heck of a comeback by Sydney. They would not quit. And our final score is 52-49. Delhi girls hang on the road to defeat the Sydney Sabres. We'll be back with the postgame show in just a couple of minutes on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time inside here at Sidney High School, where the Delhi girls come in and get a big win, 52-49 here over the Sidney Sabres. Let's get you through the scoring summary here, unofficial scoring summary. First for Sidney, 21 points for Ava Sirigliano, did everything she could here for the Sabres tonight. 7 for Nayla Miley, 6 apiece for Maya Paul and Bella Conroy, 5 for Bree Taylor and 4 for Michaela Bales. Other side for Delhi, some good balance tonight, led by 21 points from Natalie Vrendenberg. Started slow, but really heated up there in that second half. 7 points for Lexi Davis off the bench. She was great. 6 for Tyler Apps before she fouled out. 5 for Danielle Ennis. 5 for Kylie Cheshire. And 4 tonight for Victoria Verspoor before she fouled out as well. So, all right, Coach, we got our work cut out for us here with our 3 awards tonight. But let's get into it. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports here on CDO. Let's go Natalie Vrendenberg tonight, 21 for Delhi. Those buckets in the second half that gave him a little cushion before it disappeared, I thought were huge, and she just found a way to get it done.
Yeah, you had told me before the game that she was a shooter. She did make a couple threes tonight, but I was really impressed with her patience on the offensive end. She didn't really force. She always made the right pass. And then towards the end of the game, she kind of took over and got to the basket kind of anytime she wanted and was able to get some points on the board. And to have, I think it was kind of a quiet 21.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams here on WCDO. This is a tough one. Could go a lot of different ways here. I thought Lexi Davis had a good game tonight. I thought Kylie Cheshire had a good game. But every time, I said it last week against Unitego, Tyler Apps just chasing everybody around, making life difficult, and that's dynamic defense for you.
Yeah, that was the one I was going to suggest if you had thrown it my way, but she really did a good job chasing Ava around. And then to top that off, even though she's tired, she's handling the ball the majority of the game, not making a lot of turnovers. At one point you said that she was a guard beyond her years, and I was like, well, what grade is she in? And I was very surprised to see she was in ninth grade.
Yeah, just plays so cool, calm, and collected, and like you said, seems to just always make the right decision.
And she also, I mean, what, she have like 7 points? She made some key baskets.
Yeah, six points. Made some good buckets when they really needed it. So we'll give Tyler our Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sidney, always supporting youth and our local communities, and happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We'll go with Ava Sirigliano here. Hard to not give Ava an award every time we're on the air. But 21 points, that three there at the end was huge to keep Sidney in. It really gave them a chance at the end. Ava just always keeps Sidney in these games. And down the stretch will be a lot of fun to watch this year.
Yeah, and also kind of a quiet 21. Like, there wasn't a lot of bunch scoring. But she did a nice job. I hope that she's okay with her.
Yeah.
Looks like she just had a cramp, so I'm hoping that that's the case. But she has a bright future in front of her. So does Vrendenberg.
They
both are very good players.
I know I talked a lot about Ava and her leg, but, again, during the timeout, the way she was kind of massaging it, I thought looked good. It looked more like a cramp or something like that, a muscle spasm. I don't know. There was no knee, ankle-looking action, which was it's good. That's good. So we'll get a chance to talk with Ava here, hopefully after the game, once we get off the air. So, again, check out NateLull.com later tonight. You're looking for all those MAC, Tri-Valley, Delaware League scores, stack scores. I know Norwich boys went over to OHS and picked up a three-point win tonight. I think it was 57-54, so that was a big matchup tonight over in the stacks. We'll have all of that for you there on NateLull.com. So, Coach, thanks again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We will be back next week. We'll find the schedule. You can also do that on NateLull.com. Just a quick programming note, in case you had heard that we were going to do the UV girls and Oneonta game tomorrow night. We are not going to do that. It's 100% my fault. I'm going to go to a different game because a local athlete is going for 1,000 points, and I always try to be there for those. So I changed the schedule on everybody, and I'm sorry. But it's a good reason.
It happens.
It's a good reason. So follow me tomorrow night on Twitter for that. We'll get some photos. Always fun to celebrate 1,000 points. Also, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens, downtown in our Main Street studios. So, again, final score tonight, Delhi girls come to Sydney and knock them off 52-49. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. Greg Bonskowski. Again, I'm Nate Lull. Talk to you soon on CDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222-CR, Norwich.